Being a Christian woman and walking in God's calling for our lives can be a difficult task. With the world and pop culture telling us to be one way, and the Bible saying another, you kind of end up feeling like an other. Well, you're not alone. Join me now and my friends as we navigate life in our 20s and 30s, while making sure we live out our faith, embrace our femininity, and looking cute. We discuss pop culture, life, careers, relationships, and so much more. Prepare to be entertained and educated. I know you're going to love it. Join our movement and embrace being another girl.
The views expressed on this podcast are our own and do not reflect our employers. Enjoy. To those of the girls with Mallory and friends, I'm Mallory.
And I'm Isabel.
And this is our first episode back after our brief hiatus. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, you're absolutely going to adore it. We have really, really good conversations. We're also entertaining and educational. This is going to be your new favorite podcast. So you might as well just go ahead and give us a 5-star review. Go ahead and leave us comments. You're going to love this podcast. So first episode back, it's kind of just going to be a chit-chatty episode. Isabel and I are kind of going to give advice as you can say, your older sisters. We are in our late 20s and we have advice on life and such. And that is what this episode is going to be. This episode, you guys are going to be hearing it on January 1st. And I really think that I know there's like this little kind of a stigma about being the new year, you know, starting over and, oh, everybody writes the goals and lame. No, I think it's really important to do it. And even if you don't reach that goal that year, I think it's just really important to remember, like, to keep going. And I think having like somewhere you've written it down is good. And we're just kind of going to talk about like 5 goals or tips for this new year that you guys might want to listen to. So without further ado, Isabel, would you like to go first?
Absolutely. So we're saying our goals or?
Yeah. So let's do you go, I go, you go, I go, you go, I go.
Okay. We're getting straight into it. Perfect. I love it.
Yeah.
So I actually wrote it down on a piece of paper. Okay. Which I usually do it on my notebook, on my notepad, on my phone, but I did go ahead and buy this at Marshall's yesterday, $4.99. Everybody look at it and see it. It says notes. and it came with this cute little gold pen. But anyways, so it was my first piece of paper here and I wrote down my goals. The first one I put, write down all your goals on a piece of paper and not be afraid to edit and change accordingly. So I think that like in the past, I would write down my goals, but then throughout the year, things would change or I would prioritize different things and I would get so bummed out because I would have to go back and like edit and felt like, oh, I failed at doing this or whatever. So I think just like taking the pressure off and making, you know, adjustments as needed is okay. Like it's okay to reset. It's okay if like I set a plan and, you know, maybe don't complete it or things happen, you know, life happens. There's things that we can't control. So it's just okay to take a little break and reassess. So my big thing for next year is to write down my goals and obviously whether that be financial, physical, mental, kind of categorizing them, but just making sure that like I check in with myself and how I'm feeling, how I'm doing and where's my progress. And if we need to edit or change or pivot, then that's okay. And then just go ahead and make those changes and keep moving forward. Not beating myself up too much for not doing things a certain way.
That's really good. I actually have write down your goals as well. And then I added and put them somewhere you can see them. Because I do think when you make goals, it's good to have them somewhere you can see them. Because when you get up the next morning, you want to remember, okay, this is my goals for this year. So all the decisions I make should be able to help me achieve this particular goal. But I agree with everything you said. I think it's really important to write them down.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, love that. We are goal setting queens, okay?
Yes,
and also, back to your point, sticky notes, any reminders, if you're an office girly, putting those sticky notes on your office or whatever, your cubicle.
Your mirror.
Your mirror. Or I've been doing like the Canva, you can actually use it for free. I don't know if this is like public news or whatever, but there's a bunch of things on the internet you can use for free. Canva, it's like my number one for editing pictures, editing templates for like stories or anything like that. But you can use Canva for like anything, updating a resume or obviously like goal setting. You can put your goals there and make it like a cute template. And again, you can edit whenever and you can print it out too. So that's just a little side note. I love Canva. And this is not sponsored.
Okay, so since we have the same one, what's your number two?
Number two is prioritizing spending time with God. So prayer time, whether in the morning or in the afternoon or at night, like whatever, you know, whatever feels best for me and my relationship with God. And again, not beating myself up if I miss a day or whatever. I think it's just about getting back on track. And like I was telling my sister, like putting this on your calendar too. Like we have calendars for a reason. There's really no excuse. We can write it down on a pen and paper calendar or on our reminders on our phone. We put reminders for everything else, right? Like your dentist appointment, your doctor's appointment, whatever. Like same thing with God, right? We should prioritize him first and foremost in the beginning of our day or whatever. So just having like little alarms and just making sure like, okay, this is my time to prayer. This is my time alone with God. Or even if you're on your way, like if you have a long commute, like putting that on as your reminder, like, hey, I'm setting my alarm off so I can spend a few minutes praying, you know, on my way to work or whatever. So I think you have to be super intentional about that. Otherwise it doesn't happen. So if it's not on your calendar, it doesn't happen.
That's really good. I think that's something that, should be at the top of all of ours. It's just kind of like every year reassessing, I need to spend time with God. I need to be intentional. I think intentional also is just really important because we can say, oh yeah, I'm going to put it on my calendar. But like you have to intentionally, continually make decisions that support your goal of doing that.
Exactly. I think it's just like progress over perfection. Obviously there's days where you like wake up, you're like in a rush and stuff, but still. Shouldn't be an excuse. I'm like, I'm trying to be better. But yeah.
No, that's good. So my number two is kind of, so I have like a try like sober January. And that doesn't even necessarily mean like alcohol, but also other like kind of addictions or other things that we notice like are prioritized, that we prioritize over like our, I guess you say health. For example, yeah. Like, I'm really going to try to the last hour before I go to bed, not like look at a screen. Like listen to music or even just like lay in my bed like that last hour before I go to bed. So kind of doing things like, and I said the dry January because that's like very popular and you know this could be a time that you reset like mentally, even like health-wise, like try to go no sugar, whatever it is to kind of just get your body and mind to kind of recalibrate. Because I think especially like in December, I know like I have and the teacup, I'll talk a little bit more about it, but I have been working on some stuff with my health. In December is normally a month where like why do a diet in December type of thing, but sometimes you know you have to prioritize your health. But anyway, my point is like I know a lot of people have kind of just gone off eating candies and cakes and drinking and partying, like just doing all this, staying up way later than I normally do. So January is a good time to kind of like recalibrate, reset. To at least start off the year in a good spot. So that's what I have.
Oh, I love that. No, I get that. I think like especially because everyone's schedules is like really off. Some people are working, some people aren't, you know, things are open later than usual or whatever. And like, yeah, to your point, I feel like I've slept like the earliest I've slept pretty much like the last 2-3 weeks is like 11 a.m. I've been going to sleep like at 1. I'm just like, what the heck? And waking up at 10, I'm like, this is not good. Because, yeah, anyways. Okay, cool. So are you on number 3 now? Or yeah, do I go on number 3? Okay. So I also put gratitude journals. So again, I'm a big believer in writing down your thoughts. I'm someone that like overthinks and I've heard like you have to put those thoughts like on a piece of paper. And also I feel like I used to be pretty good at like being grateful. I think this year pretty much shook me to my core. So it's been challenging, but I think going back to like just being grateful and like reminding myself that like I'm blessed. Like we live obviously in America, right? Like there's people that would take, you know, that would give anything to live our lives. But so just anyways, having a journal, like a physical journal where I write like what I'm grateful for each and every day. And then kind of going back and reflecting on that at the end of the day, of each day, figuring out like, okay, look, I was grateful for this, I was grateful for that, and stuff like that. That also helps me with like my daily goals. That's something that's super helpful, like in sales. It's like writing down what you want to accomplish each day, and then what you're grateful for, so you can stay in that like gratitude state.
Yeah, and that thing. Mindset. Is there a particular journal that you like? Maybe we can link it on the blog post. There'll be a blog post accompanying this, everybody.
Yes, I do have one. I think it's on Amazon. I'll have to find a brand, but I got mine at my local Target, which I'm trying not to shop there, to be honest. But I think they have the same one on Amazon and in the book that I'm currently reading, which is Atomic Habits. So they have both of them. I think I'll check. But yeah, I'll send you the link. You can link it on your storefront too. And then I can link it on mine. But it's, that one is more of like, I actually really do like it because it has a bunch of like little templates and you can kind of write what you're grateful for, what you accomplished this day, like what you're trying to like prioritize, whether that's physical, good. Mental and stuff like that. So yeah. I'm gonna use it. I'll keep you guys updated on how I like it. I just started, so can't really say much.
That's good. I definitely want to be better at that. This past year has been quite a difficult year, but 2024, I really do want to be better at being more grateful. Yes. So what I have for number three is I want to spend this year really focusing on friendships with my girls and some of my male friends, but I really want to prioritize like spending. Yeah, I guess like the guys too. I do want to prioritize like spending time with my friends and being a good friend. I really feel like this year for me personally, my friendships have really carried me on. It's been probably the best part of this year. And I want to kind of continue that and continue to foster that. I know that like we live in a time, I mean, I get messages all the time about like, oh, how do you make friends? How do you meet people? This and that. And like, we live in a time where we are really craving community. And I do feel as if I have, I like my community. I love the people that I'm friends with. And I want to make sure that I am continuing to foster that because you can't really wish and hope and want good friends if you're not going to be a friend. So like this year, I'm really going to focus on that. And I suggest everyone else does that too, especially in us, like we're just in a season of life where everybody just is craving community. And you might not have a community, but you can create your own. And a quick little tip. This is what I did. I think I've talked about it before, but I'll tell the story again. In Virginia Beach, how I made my friends was 1 year. It was my birthday. And I invited every single person I had met since I moved to Virginia Beach. And I'm talking like 30, 40 people. I invited so many people to come to my birthday party. Maybe 12-ish came. And that ended up being my friend group. Like some of those people, I'm still best friends. I was in their wedding. Like some of those people are still my bestest friends. And it was just people who like I just met in passing. Like just sometimes you have to put yourself out there and just even people who you're not sure how you feel, just because everybody wants friends, just start, oh hey, you wanna come over? Hey, you wanna do this? Just putting yourself out there, being open and welcoming. I think this year if you've been struggling with friends, that could be something that you can really work on.
Amen, sister. That's such a fun idea.
Yeah. I really like
that's a good idea.
Yeah, I really recommend like just having people over to, you know, even do like a paint pasta night. Like something you see on TikTok, like, hey, I just saw this thing on TikTok, like people did a paint pasta night, like girls, would you like to come over? And I think everybody likes that type of stuff. And I think it is also just a really good way to make friendships because once again, everybody wants a friend.
And yeah, and at the end of the day, it's like the people that are wanting to be your friend are gonna love you for who you are. And so like continue to show up for them and people notice that and they will, you know, you'll gravitate towards your people. So yeah, no, I love that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Okay, what's your number four? You actually kind of brought it up earlier. It's the no screen time. So no screen time, an hour after I wake up. So like a whole hour after I wake up, then I can check my social media, like nothing before, which I'm pretty bad at, so I'm gonna try to do better. And then I'm pretty good at like at the end of the night, I like not scrolling. I think I've gotten a little bit better, but yeah, just keep reminding myself, no screen time, no nothing, an hour prior to going to sleep. And it has helped tremendously with like falling asleep. Like every time you scroll up, you scroll on your phone, like I don't know about you guys, but like for me, I literally can't sleep after if I keep scrolling and like it like stops me from getting sleepy. So yeah.
They say it does something to like your like dopamine or something in your brain it affects, and even with your eyesight. That's why they also say you should be wearing blue light glasses.
When you're like scrolling and stuff.
Yeah, so it's just better if we all can like just try to limit our time on social media. And I think so my number four is start a new hobby and stick with it. I'm not sure what my new hobby is going to be yet, but I do want to find a new hobby and I want to stick with Pilates. It for a year. What'd you say?
I was like, Pilates.
Maybe not that. It looks fun. It really does. But that's just not where I'm at now. Maybe in the future. But I do want to start a new hobby. I mean, I want to learn Arabic again. I took Arabic in college. And I really, I want to be fluent. There's just a lot of things.
Excuse me. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I guess there's just a lot of things that you could do. There's possibilities. Some of the hobbies I'm thinking of is jewelry, pickleball, painting, sculpting.
Oh, yeah. Pickleball is, a fun one, I feel like. Something that's also, doesn't involve a lot of money, because I feel like my hobbies include a lot of money, and that's not good for my wallet.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that. So, yeah, finding a good hobby and sticking with it, because I know for me personally, if I realize I'm not good at something, that's it. I don't do it anymore. And I really want to this year, do that and, concentrate on that. Because and I feel like it's good to have something like that. So when, your world is kind of going a little crazy, you have things to center you. And that's something that I liked about my podcast this year when my world was going a little crazy. I did have the podcast. That helps center me. And I want to create other things, too.
No, I love that. And, you're supposed to exercise your brain. I was watching this, I forgot who was talking, I don't know if it was a video I watched, but saying how we need to exercise our brain so we can continuously learn. Our brains are powerful. We can continuously learn new information. So kind of back to it's never too late to start a hobby. Even if you think, oh my God, I'm almost 30 years old, I'll never be able to play the piano. No, we can always pick up new hobbies, always learn new things. I remember when I used to dance, if you think about it, you're using every single muscle in your body. So this day, it's the best, funnest workout for me personally. And it fills my cup. So going back to doing things that I love and that fill my cup is number one in 2024, God willing, because with dance, you work out every single part of your, your brain, your body, everything. And it's such a good, escape, such a good hobby. And you get a good workout out of it too. So I definitely want to go back and take classes. Cause to your point, you need something that centers you that nothing else matters. And that's what we need. Especially in today's world. Cause I feel like we just get so consumed with watching other people's lives on social media, thinking that their lives are perfect, and you fall into the comparison trap. And I get mad at myself. I'm like, oh, I just wish I didn't spend that last hour scrolling. I could have been doing I could have been learning something, a new language or a new whatever, you know? So yeah. Definitely, I'm with your sister. I need to go back and do all that stuff. Don't get me wrong. I love working out. I found a new passion for it, but dance is still my thing, and I need to go back to it. So.
And honestly, now that you're saying that, that kind of makes me, I just have to figure out how to fit into my schedule. I really miss swimming because swimming is a full body workout as well. And it was just easy.
Okay. You get mentally tired too.
Yeah. It was easy and fun. And I'm one of those girls that so I actually went to the pet store the other day. And when I was going in, I put my AirPods in and I was walking around vibing out. I had my AirPods in. It's close to my house. So I was I'll just keep my AirPods in when I'm driving home. So I get home. My brother is were you driving with your AirPods in? And I was can't let a single thought go through my mind. But I will say A, that's not healthy. B, I'm joking, but it's also not healthy. But with swimming, you can't have AirPods in. So you really do. You are stuck with your thoughts and you do have to center and focus and
You put your energy and focus on one thing, on that one specific thing. That's why even working out is really helpful. Cause yesterday I was doing arms. My mom was focus on just literally, moving this muscle. And so my brain was just focusing on that. So I think that's why I've enjoyed working out now. It's funny because back then it was for physical, right? Oh my God, I want to be cute and have six, whatever. Okay, I never wanted to have a six pack. But, I wanted to do this, whatever that. But now it's the mental. It's okay, no, I mentally need to give my brain a break from these overthinking thoughts. And it helps me just focus on what I need to focus on in that moment. And yeah, so the dance, you don't have your phone. Usually when if I take a dance class, I don't have my phone on. I'm not talking to anyone. You're literally focusing on learning the piece of choreography because you have to perform it at the end of the class. So it's just a bunch of things going on at once. A lot of memory retention, which I got really horrible with. I think our phones have made us dumber. If you think about it, because even my attention span, I feel like if I watch even if I'm watching a reel and it's too slow, I skip it. I'm just seriously?
Yeah.
It's so bad. I'm like, I used to freaking have to like learn dances like all day, all morning, and then perform them. And like now, I feel like if you tell, I won't even remember five steps.
Yeah, no, that's real. And I think there's like brain exercises you can do. I've actually been thinking about that too. Like,
yeah,
doing some brain, because I noticed that about myself too. Like, if something, I'm like, oh, this, I was watching this video of someone, and I just remember thinking, like, this video is going on like a little. It's 20 seconds too long. Like, I need you to wrap it up. Like, what is the point of your video? But like, realistically, like, I should be able to sit and be like, oh, what's this? This is interesting. You know? So
so bad. No, yeah. I think like we're all feeling the same, which is why we're like, okay, I think everyone's to your point, like everybody wants community. Everyone wants like real life friends, you know, because I think we're like, all right, the social media stuff is great. You can connect with people. Like, I mean, I've met a lot of good friends I met in real life who turned into real good friends, but it's just like, you know, social media is like the first stepping stone. And then you really have to cultivate those relationships outside of social media, cultivate the life that you want to live outside of social media. You know, we can't rely on just the, you know, social media to be the means of communication, or I guess your phone, right? Like texting, FaceTime, all that. Like, and so I think like to your point, we're all craving that. We all know that there's, it's an issue and we need to do better.
Oh,
and get actual hobbies now. Go back to getting hobbies, because I feel like we still grew up in that generation, like where we played outside, or you know, get back home for the lights go off on the street, like you know, all that stuff. I mean, I didn't have a phone till like 11th grade in high school, like till I was like a junior.
Yeah, so. I don't think I got a phone till I was a sophomore, and even then, it was like everybody else was. I think all. I don't think everybody had iPhones, but they were like on their way to get iPhones, and I just had like a regular, like it took me a long time to actually get an iPhone. Yeah.
Girl, same. I used to share with my sister, and I would tell the guys, okay, call this number. It's my sister's phone.
That's so funny.
Yes, girl. And then, which actually, by the way, oh my God, you know how like they're like, I mean, you're the celebrity when you're back in your family town. Well, I live with my parents, so it's like I am in my family town. But I saw one of the guys I used to date in high school at Marshall's. I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, I didn't say hi or anything, but obviously this is why you have to look presentable anytime, anywhere you go, because you never know. And my sister's like, oh my God, I think that's the guy you dated. Like, that's so-and-so you dated like 10 years ago. I was like, shut up. And then it was. I was like, oh my God, so embarrassing. Anyways,
That is so funny.
But yeah, like it was a fun time. Like, I feel like our middle school and high school years were like amazing. A lot of it was because we didn't have phones and stuff, you know? Yeah.
It was a different, like, it was like it. Pressure, but like a different type of pressure than the kids have now. And like, if you were bullied or whatever, it stopped at school, started at school. You don't have to worry about it after school. But now it's like, it could even, it goes home with you. Literally. I mean, it's in a little box with you now.
Yeah, no, that's so scary. Oh my goodness. I'd pray for like the kids in school right now. Yeah, but like Instagram was literally just took off whenever I was already graduated high school. It was like the
Me
summer.
Too.
Like, it was like May, June, whenever. I believe it was the summer, because it had to have been, because we graduated like what, like June or whatever. So yeah, that's when we first started getting Instagram. Well, maybe it was like the last semester of high school, but no one really knew about it. And then yeah, so yeah, it's been like what, a decade on social media now?
Yeah. Oh. I don't think I got into social media until I got to college. I got a Facebook my senior year in high school. Everybody else had been had one, but I finally got one a senior year in high school. And then Instagram, Snap, all that stuff I didn't get till college. And I couldn't care less about Snapchat till I went to college and everybody else was using Snapchat. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, let me just see what the Snapchat thing is about.
Snap was what, around like what, 2014,
2015 is when it really took off. We also had in our college Yik Yak. That was incredibly popular in our college. Like, people would like, and it was Twitter, but
I've
it was
never
anonymous.
Done that.
So it was Twitter and it was anonymous, and it was only within like, I think like 2 or 3 miles. So you could post literally whatever you wanted, and then whoever, the people who could see it was in like that certain area. And like, I thought it was fun. I mean, I know on some college campuses, it got a little crazy, but like on our, people would post like, oh, I really wish I had friends. And then people would like meet up with this person and they become like friends. And people would post like, you're what like, no. And people would post like, it was this guy.
Like stranger danger wasn't really even a thing. Cause I feel
no,
like
not on a college campus. Hmm. What? No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. I think you meant like,
it was, like in 2 to 3 miles. So it was like, we use it in our dorms and stuff and like on campus. Sometimes that's where people would be like, oh, I'm having a party at blah, blah, blah. There'd be like sightings.
It was like a big group chat, basically.
It was a big group chat. I remember one night, two of my friends and I, we were up really late and we were singing like The Kill by 30 Seconds to Mars. We were like screaming it. And the next morning on Yik Yak, someone was like, whoever was singing The Kill last night, you were so loud. We're like, oh my God, we made it to Yik Yak. Like they were talking about us. It was just like, that was an interesting funny time. Like social media in that aspect is,
it was fun. It was literally fun to get us connected because we didn't have anything before.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, it was, now that I think about it, like the iPhones first came out.
Like, I feel
can you imagine telling your kids, oh yeah, well, the iPhones weren't even a thing whenever I was in school. They're going to be like, what? Like you're ancient.
And I feel like iPhones, social media, all that stuff was good. And then it just went, so like, black fun and everything until like, I think some schools, people were like bullying people and like, TikTok is great to get information. Like I found out about my walking pad. Like I saw someone talk about it on TikTok. It's also a place where people are posting inappropriate things. So it's just, it goes so good. And then it just plummets with so the
good,
low.
It's like with the good comes the bad. You can't really avoid it, which is the sad part. And I think, obviously, we're trying to find a way, like a middle ground, but I mean, that's just kind of what it is. It's better to just teach your kids of like their rights and their wrongs. Otherwise, you know.
And I think like kind of what we're talking about, recalibrating and not making your whole life about it. I think everything can be good in moderation.
With moderation.
No, seriously. Yeah. And just not making your whole life about it. Because like if you realize, okay, your whole life is on your phone, then you've got a problem. Then
and it's just like, sad. Okay. Yeah, and like I feel like especially when you get older, like it is true, like I feel like I'm turning into my parents every day because I'm like, oh my god, like I'm thinking this, like all this stuff, but you start realizing like, oh my goodness, like I don't want to look back at my life and be like, I wasted so much time on my phone, or I don't want to like miss the moments and like the people, because at the end of the day that's what matters the most, you know. So it's just like putting this into perspective, and it's just like I don't want to live my life where I'm like, oh, I should have not been on my phone as much, you know? So it's one of those things where you like, you get older, you appreciate different things. Like, you know, your parents are getting older. You don't really see your siblings as much. Like my nieces and nephews, I mean, I remember when they were like in diapers and now they're all like almost like preteens. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, seriously? I basically grew up with them because I was 19 when I became an auntie for the first time. And now I'm going to be 30 and I have like 6 nieces and nephews. And now they're all in school. My sister is the last one that has like the babies. And even the little one is already like standing up. So it just goes by so fast. And I feel like even with my sister's kids, I'm more present than I was with my older nieces and nephews. So I think I was also like going to like literally growing up on my own, like going to college and all this and stuff. So it's just like a different kind of thing. And now like for every little milestone, like I want to be there for my nieces and nephews. Cause I'm just like, they grow up so fast. And then anyways, but yeah. So not to get sentimental, but yeah, just trying to cut my screen time for sure. And focus on what matters.
So what is your fifth?
My fifth is just prioritize my mental, physical, and spiritual. I always like talk about like the three and how important it is to like do something for each of those categories every day. So like your spiritual, because if one is lacking, the other two are going to suffer. So it's like same, like mental, do something for your mental health, for your physical health, spiritual. I think it's like all encompassing to live a fulfilled life.
Like that. Doing something for mental, physical, and spiritual health every day. That is, I'm going to try to implement that. That is a really good one. Kind of said the same thing, at least the physical part. I said prioritize health this year and essentially lose weight, which is something like, you know, I feel like I say every year. And I actually, so I had a friend, I guess you could say he's a friend, tell me a couple years ago, like, oh, you have lose weight on your goals again. Like you do that every year. And, you know, at first I was like, okay, that's really insulting. And then I was like, well, yeah, I do, because it's something I need to do. And it really got me thinking of this BoJack Horseman scene. At the end, in the very last episode, BoJack gets sober. And he's talking to his friend Todd, and he's like, I'm scared because what if I relapse? And Todd is like, well, then you just try again. And he talks about the song, you know, the hokey pokey, do the hokey pokey, right foot in, right foot out. And he's like, everybody thinks the song's about, you put your right foot in, put your right foot out. But really the song is about turning around. You turn yourself around. So if you make a mistake, you just turn yourself around. You get right back on track. And that really is like what overall, like my goals are going to be for this year, is like just to focus on what my what I want to accomplish. And then if I need to, just turn myself around. And though that show is, you know, silly, and that was like a little silly offhand thing, I think about that part a lot, especially like lately and some of the things going on in my life. Like, we make mistakes. You know, you might be scrolling on your phone for 2 hours right before you go to bed and you get all upset. But what you do tomorrow is a new day. You just turn yourself around. Okay, I'll just start over. I'm doing it again. So that's,
yeah, because I feel like sometimes when you mess up, you're like, oh, whatever, what's the point? And then you're like, just completely give up. But anything is better than nothing. You know, like my boyfriend says, like, go to the gym. Like, even if you work out for 10 minutes, it's better than nothing. Like, even if you work out for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. But the point is, like, progress, you know, and also it's just, like, making it a lifestyle, not just, like a, that's why I'm not big, and I don't know, maybe you are, like, that's good if you're that kind of person, but I'm not big on those like strict diets, strict this and that, just because I feel like to me, it doesn't set me up for success. It sets me up for failure, because I know that like, obviously there's going to be days where maybe I'm not 100% and that's okay. Right. And so then it's like, I just feel like I failed and then I just want to give up all completely versus going incrementally, like with, you know, trying to achieve my goals little by little and creating more like a lifestyle that's like sustainable, that I'm also like not avoiding or like cutting out completely the things that I enjoy. Cause let's be honest, obviously we still like what's to be enjoyed, right? So yeah, I might not be eating fries every day, but I am gonna indulge, you know, every once in a while and get those fries, get that burger, get that Diet Coke or whatever, if it makes me happy, you know? So, or drink that margarita, but it's all like in moderation to your point, not like just, you know, doing that. And not just setting myself up with like a strict diet where I can't do this or that. I guess in the long run, you know?
So. Yeah, I think it's, and you're right about the lifestyle thing. It's really hard because you got to figure out what works for you. So like some people like can do like a strict focus. Okay, for this month, I'm going to be strict on this. And they reach their goal and they're good. Some people do need the, okay, I can't be too strict on myself or I'm going to binge. Like that's a real thing that happens to quite a few people. You know, you're so strict and then you binge. You got to figure out what works for you. But yeah, I do agree. Like a lot of it. So with my current doctor dietitian person, she talks a lot about, well, I was explaining, like I actually had my appointment this morning and all my numbers went down. I was saying like, yeah, and like Christmas and a couple days before Christmas, I kind of like didn't do the as good as I should have. And she was like, well, no, I mean, it's Christmas. Like you, cause the goal isn't, and she was just saying how like, it's a long, like it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So like the goal isn't to, you know, lose like 20 pounds in a month, which I would love. And if you know how to do that, please let me know. The goal isn't to lose 20 pounds in a month. The goal is to find something that works for you and to stick and to consistently lose. So if it takes you, you know, 2 or 3 months, 4 months to lose 20 pounds in a month, but each month you're losing, then
that's still a game.
Yeah, that's how you're going to make it the actual difference, and it's going to be a sustainable loss. So
yes, exactly. Yeah, for real. So like that's what I'm saying. I feel like for me, I can't do the strict stuff because I know I'll end up just like binging or just completely giving up towards the middle. And I feel like it just doesn't create like a lifestyle out of it, or like, you know, you just have to build your habits. So that's why I was like, you know what, with the whole working out, like I want to build a habit before I try to jump into anything else. So Just little things like that. And just work to figure, like to your point, figuring out what works best for you, consulting like the professionals, obviously, that's another thing. Obviously, TikTok has a lot of information, but don't rely on them for your mental, physical, spiritual advice. You know, you should definitely go to the professionals for that and the people that you trust. And that's something that I need to practice because I see a lot of relationship TikToks and I'm like, ooh. Was that my relationship? And I'm like constantly like, you know, comparing myself, my relationship. I'm like, no, like what the heck? Why am I listening to these people? Like we're all different. And like, you should not be getting your, you know, base your entire like knowledge or advice on something just on social media. That's another thing. Cause I feel like everyone's like some kind of coach nowadays.
No, 100%. So yeah, you guys, like, I mean, even though we give great advice and I mean, it would behoove you to listen to us. Don't even take our word for it. Like, compare everything we say to the Bible, to a dietitian, to, you know, a person who, you know, has been married for 50 years and you trust their beliefs. Like, take whatever we say with a grain of salt. But it is really important to make sure that you're listening and consuming content and, like, you're shifting through it. Because Isabel's so right. There's so many things. There's so many things on, like you said, TikTok even. About like in a black
hole, like in a dark hole.
Yeah. Even about like diet stuff where like I'm like scrolling, I'm like, that's good. And then, you know, I think more critically about it. I'm like, maybe eating sand isn't healthy for you. You know, like people just saying all this random stuff. And you really have to like use discernment, everyone.
But yeah, for sure. Cause you could say anything like on the internet these days, you know? So it's just like, I think that's just a reminder, especially when you're young. Cause I feel like when you're young, you're more open to like, hearing things and getting advice from like the wrong people, the wrong trends. It's just like important to consult like experts and stuff, you know? And even with me, I'm just like, oh, okay. Like take everything with a grain of salt.
No, 100%.
Because you could get over consumed.
Yes. Well, you guys, thank you so much for listening to our first episode back. This was just like a fun little chit-chatty episode. I'm going to have a blog post with our advice and any links that of things we discussed. I'll have that on the blog post for you and you can share it with your friends. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you rate, review, like, subscribe. Let us know in the comments any of your goals that we can help and hold you accountable to for this year. Any tips or advice you have for having a fun, successful new year or anything like that, let us know. Anything else you want to add, Isabel?
No, that's it. I'm excited to grow with you guys. I'm excited for 2024 and praying it's a year full of God's, you know, sovereignty and, you know, faithfulness. And yeah, let's go. I'm like, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Okay, let's go, girls.
All right, everyone. Have a good day, night, evening, however, wherever you're listening. Bye.
Bye.